He pulled her against him in a gentle hug, his stomach pushed against her back. What are these tears?
I think, if you want to know the truth, they're relief.
Scarlet, I don't want to frighten you, ever, but I have to tell you this, and I want desperately for you to believe me. Whatever you've gone through, and I hope someday you'll trust me enough to tell me about it, no one will ever harm you again. He kissed the back of her head, and she shivered, her core getting warm and tingly. You're my mate. I've waited 210 years for you. Now that was some interesting information. 210? No one in her pack ever made it that long. They all died from something long before then. Today, actually. I am 210 years old today. It's your birthday? For about 2 more hours. She sighed, feeling warm. Happy birthday, Michael. Thank you. I got the best gift imaginable.
What?
He laughed, low in his throat. The sound brought chills up her back. You, Scarlet, I got you.
I might prove to be more of a curse.
No. His voice was firm, unrelenting. It was easier to speak to him in the dark, facing away from him. She didn't feel like looking down this way. I know curses. I've lived under one. You're a gift from the gods. Tears pooled in her eyes again. She was like a weeping machine. He patted her hair, pushing his head up against hers on the pillow. Go to sleep.
I never sleep very much, or for very long.
You will tonight. As if on command, she yawned.
I am really exhausted.
I know. I can feel it. My wolf is pacing around like he's caged because he's so worried about your level of tiredness. She would love to know what that felt like. What did it mean to have two entities inside of you?
Scarlet.
Yes, Michael. She could feel her eyelids drooping down. What is your last name?
Noel. Scarlet Noel.
The heaviness of sleep beckoned her, and she wanted to roll around in it like a warm blanket, but she also didn't want to give up this feeling of being held by this Hollywood handsome man. Of course, if he were to be believed, they'd have lots of time to do this again. Stop thinking so hard.
Michael?
He laughed.
Yes. How did you get Seamus's clothes?
I told him to give them to me.
That was surprising.
And he did? Almost everyone does what I tell them to do. He rubbed her neck. Go to sleep. Her eyelids closed. Michael looked at the clock next to the bed. It was 10:30 in the morning. He'd been up for hours, but beautiful Scarlet still snored lightly next to him. From the moment she'd closed her eyes, she hadn't budged. He'd slept lightly. At first, he'd kept waking himself up just to make sure he hadn't hallucinated the whole thing and that she really was pressed up against him. And after that, because he wanted to be on alert in case any of the pack members from this crazy place decided to make another try for her. She smelled like strawberries, and he closed his eyes to enjoy the aroma for a few minutes. Normally, he didn't lounge around in bed this late in the day. Only he wasn't going to move a muscle until she woke up for fear of disturbing her. If she needed to sleep 12 or more hours, she was going to get that much sleep. Michael placed kisses on her chin, on her neck, on her shoulders. She sighed. It was heaven. Her core had long since gotten hot and wet, and as she squirmed on his lap, he groaned. Do that again.
What?
Move like that. Laughing, she touched the tip of her finger to his nose.
I'm not sure what I did.
More, please.